Well, here we are on The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you out of Allentown, Nebraska. Glad to be your host today and hoping you had a great Valentine's Day, everyone. Today I have something I'm going to share from Cammie Freed. Do you have something lined up, Kim?
I do. I have a short little story about Norwegians.
About Norwegians, okay.
Yeah.
Don't forget, Tri-State Livestock News is your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of the publication is tailored to the cattleman, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Go to tsln.com to find out more. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. And again, thank you. Earlier this week, Monday, was the Slut and Angus 36th Annual Bull Sale. Thanks to those folks. And I hope they had a great sale over there in Faith, South Dakota. Looking forward to next year.
That's right. And if you would like to advertise on The Good Stuff, it's pretty simple to do. You can just get a hold of us at kimhburge@gmail.com. That's B-U-R-G-E. We are in 6 states. Don't forget, though, check with your local radio station because you have great coverage there as well.
I have something here from Cammie Freed, and it's The Price of Children is the name of this.
Uh-oh.
I have repeatedly seen the breakdown of the cost of raising a child, but this is the first time that I have seen the rewards listed in this way. It's nice, really nice. The government recently calculated the cost of raising a child from birth to 18 came up to about $160,000 for a middle-income family. Talk about sticker shock. That doesn't even touch college tuition. But $160,000 isn't so bad if you break it down. Translates to $8,800 a year, $741 a month, $171 a week, or about $24 a day. Just over a dollar an hour. Still, you might think the best financial advice is don't have children if you want to be rich. Actually, it's just the opposite. What do you get for your $160,000? Naming rights. First, middle, and last. Glimpses of God every day. Giggles under the covers every night. More love than your heart can hold. Butterfly kisses and Velcro hugs. Endless wander over rocks, ants, clouds, and warm cookies. A hand to hold, usually covered with jelly or chocolate. A partner for blowing bubbles, flying kites, building sandcastles, and skipping down the sidewalk in the pouring rain. Someone to laugh yourself silly with, no matter what the boss said or how your stocks performed that day. For $160,000, you never have to grow up. You get to finger paint, carve pumpkins, play hide and seek, catch lightning bugs, and never stop believing in Santa Claus. You have an excuse to keep reading the adventures of Piglet and Pooh, watching Saturday morning cartoons, going to Disney movies, and wishing on stars. You get to frame rainbows, hearts, and flowers under refrigerator magnets, and collect spray-painted noodle wreaths for Christmas, handprints set in clay for Mother's Day, and cards with backward letters for Father's Day. For $160,000, there's no greater bang for your buck. You get to be a hero just for retrieving a Frisbee off the garage roof, taking the training wheels off a bike, removing a splinter, filing a wading pool, coaxing a wad of gum out of the bangs, and coaching a baseball team that never wins but always gets treated to ice cream regardless. You get a front row seat to history to witness the first step, first word, first date, and first time behind the wheel. You get to be immortal. You get another branch added to your family tree, and if you're lucky, a long list of limbs in your obituary called grandchildren and great-grandchildren. You get an education in psychology, nursing, criminal justice, communications, and human sexuality that no college can teach. In the eyes of a child, you rank right up there under God. You have all the power to heal a boo-boo, scare away the monsters under the bed, patch a broken heart, police a slumber party, ground them forever, and love them without limits. So, one day, they, like you, will love without counting the cost. Enjoy your kids and grandkids. And thanks for sending that in to us here on the Good Stuff program from Cammie Freed.
Okay, Mike, I really like that. Thanks for sharing that. I've got a story here. Two Norwegians went deer hunting when one of them accidentally shot the other.
Uh-oh.
I know, that's not a good sign. The victim was finally taken to a hospital where the doctors labored to save him. As the other Norwegian paced out in the lobby, the doctor came out and said, "He was pretty badly shot, but I think we might have been able to save him if you hadn't dressed him out."
Ooh, ow.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't think that one's going to turn out very good.
Yeah, I don't either.
If you have something to share, not quite like the Norwegian story.
Yeah, though. I think that's a bit rough. Sorry about that, folks.
If you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com for the good stuff.